the engineer is a well-respected crew member on boat, you know, and I mean, your whole crew is a family.
Right.
You know, you got a crew of about 9 people or 8 or 9 people. I don't know how many they have now, but it's a family and they all work together. And our Ingram's engineers, when they start, they keep the engine room clean, painted, and keep everything clean, keep good records, keep their logs. They get along with their crew, their family, basically. That's their family away from home. They got the cook and everybody, you know, and it's just I wasn't part of that family, being from the shore-based, being a shore-based person, but I knew everybody, you know, I knew most of the people that I dealt with, and got along with all of them, captains, you know, all the way, people you had to work with. You just had to have a good understanding and treat them with respect, all of them, and they treat you with respect. It was a good working situation, but that's the way it is anywhere, you know. Yeah. You gotta work with people. You can't just give orders and yell at people and stuff like that. Couldn't do that. You had to work with them.
Just sort of regard,
I guess. And if they did something wrong and they knew better, you discipline them. You know? I mean, I've had to fire people. I've had to discipline people. Yeah.
Can you give examples of? Well, obviously not names, because we're not going to
know it. I know. I felt bad. I got a call, one of the engineers on a boat, and he came up to Pittsburgh when I was up there with Ingram, and he apparently, the deckhands would help him in the engine room, and somebody put a oil filter in upside down, and instead of putting it so that the hole is up so that the oil can come in and then go out through the filter into the engine, it was upside down and it sealed it off and it burned up an engine, and found out that that's what it was. This is the second time this guy had messed up. My boss then down in the Marine superintendent called me and said, you got to get rid of him. And so you had to get rid of him, you know. And I've had guys like up in my Pittsburgh office, I had a night watchman that I had to let go. Stole a ham off of a boat. It was tied up, and it was reported by the engineer. And I said, why didn't you stop him? Well, I don't know, you know. And I said, well, now you're going to cost this guy his job because there's zero tolerance on theft.
Right.
And he's been there for years. So I had to let him go. And that's the bad part about it. But you try to explain to people, don't do that sort of thing. It's not worth it. And I try to tell them all, you know, Ingram pays you a wage just like they pay me a wage. And we're getting that wage to do certain things. And we have to carry it out. It's not free money. We have to earn it. And you don't steal stuff off the boat. That's not what Ingram's got you on here for. You don't take tools. You don't take anything. We furnish them all. You get paid. So leave things alone. Be honest about it.